We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
I'm getting gas on Sunday afternoon at Costco, and I was put in a somewhat awkward situation. I think I handled it gracefully. But I'm going to paint the picture for y'all, and then I want your gut instinct and what you think was going on.
Okay.
Was it just a thing, or was it a scam? My radar's always up. That's the Jim Dollar in me. Everything's a scam.
Because we all turn into our parents.
It's all
and, and you are your dad.
It's all a scam.
Okay.
It's all, like, my dad could be at the Social Security office, and he'll refuse to give his Social Security number to the guy. Oh, I'm at the Social Security office. You all should know it. So you're going to steal my identity. All right. So I'm at the gas station at Costco, and if you're a Costco member, you get to buy gas there, and it's, like, 10 cents cheaper than a regular one or whatever. But they limit how you can pay for it to just one credit card type, or I think a debit card, but it has to be a Visa credit card, the only credit card that they take. So you swipe your Costco membership card, and then you swipe your Visa card, you put your gas in the tank. The woman behind me, after I'm already filling mine up, she says, "Do you know if they take cash here?" And I say, "I don't think they do." Now, you have to visualize the very busy gas station with, like, six, you know, rows of pumps. And there is a guy in a bright green vest walking around helping people who wasn't that far away. But she asked me, "Do they take cash here?" And I said, "Nope, just debit card or Visa, I think." And she's like, "Oh, no, I am on fumes. And here I am, and I can't put any gas in my car." And so,
how old is this woman?
50.
Okay.
Right? So I say, "Oh, no." That's, oh, no. And then I go about my pumping business. And then she pops up with a $20 bill and says, "Can I give you this and use your credit card to put gas in my car, and I'll only put $15 in, and you can keep the other five?"
Well, that seems like a nice offer.
Mm-hmm. But what am I going to do? Stand there with my arms crossed, watching her pump, making her stop?
Does she do more than 15?
What if she's taking the credit card info?
That's what I thought, too, but how does that work?
All of those things were happening in my head. Like, Jen's over here going, "No, Mary Poppins would never steal from you. And you are my people."
But where's the location of the Costco? Is there a gas station across the street somewhere?
No, there's not one within line of sight.
That would be different, because then if she's on fumes, it's like, why didn't you go to a normal gas station that you know takes cash? But if there is no other gas station around, maybe that really was her only option.
Thought of that. I also thought, why did you ask me about what types of payment they take when dude is one row of pumps over and he's not really helping? He's just kind of directing traffic. Mm-hmm. So I say, because I'm nice and you know, very giving, very Jesus-like, I say, you can just give me the 20 and I'll put my card in, and then you can have all 20. I don't need to make $5 off you, right? Because that's what WWJD, right? And then you give her some fish also, like, very Jesus-like. And so I give her that, and I leave the gas station. As I'm pulling away, I realize she's on fumes and she's driving an SUV. Like, that could be an $80 fill. So do you guys think I got scammed? Well, or do you think she stopped at 20?
Have you checked your bank account yet?
No, I'm going to do it right now. But I want all of our predictions first. I waited.
Okay. Do you want to know what we would have done in that situation?
I just wanted to, but I want to know if I have brethren in scammery, if other people have dark brains.
My flag definitely would have gone up because she was asking for your credit card.
Yep.
And I think as a woman, like, we're always more on guard about our safety typically than men are. And so I think I would have been worried more than you were worried.
Okay.
And so I think I would have just said, I'm not sure if I can do that. And so you should talk to this guy over here. I would have just completely defaulted and directed her to somebody else to give her an answer to her question.
Do you think when I check my bank account, do you think I've been scammed or do you think she stopped at 20?
I'm going to hope that she stopped at 20.
Amanda?
I think she stopped at 20.
Janine?
She probably went a little over, just like a little, like maybe
35.
23 bucks or something.
Like, let me get a round.
Let's do a Price is Right style. What do you think the total is of the showcase, of the gas scam showcase, Janine?
Yeah, I'd go like 25, 30, but I don't think she went up the whole way.
Okay, well, I'm going to pull up my app and I can look and see what my charges were yesterday.
See if you were a sucker.
Oh my God, seriously? You really just did that? Wow.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Did Jeff get scammed at Costco?
I'm in line, and the woman behind me says, they don't take cash here, do they? And I go, no, you got to have a Visa card. And she goes, oh, no, I'm on fumes. If I give you $20, will you put $20 on your credit card, and you just keep my cash? And I said, sure, no problem. But all the alarms and bells, for all the reasons you said, Jen, it involves a credit card. And why didn't she go to a different gas station? And it, the world is just scammy. It's like, oh, okay. But I did it because I'm nice. So I'm about to pull up my account. She just did pull up my account. I didn't look at it.
Okay, because she gave you the 20. You drove off. You had already put your credit card in and out, and you weren't going to stand there and watch her pump it.
No, that's rude.
Okay, so you were like, okay, go ahead. So she's filling up her supposedly $20 worth of gas to get where she needs to go, and you've already left.
I've already left, and I just opened my account and opened the page with my transactions from Sunday.
Okay.
And I've sent them to Amanda.
What happened?
She charged $61.
No, she didn't. Are you serious?
$61.24. That's her full tank. You know it because it's got the 24 cents.
She filled it up. Until it bounced. This has obviously worked for her before.
Oh, no.
She was like, she really was like Mary Poppins. She was like a little old lady. Mm.
Beware, folks. Don't be as nice as Jeff.
That's so jacked up on a Monday. Like, we should be going into the week with nice and positive vibes.
We can try to do that next. We'll try to counterbalance that.
Three times as much, y'all.
Yikes.
You got scammed, and now this is just going to make you more like Jim Dollar, your dad.
Oh, my God. Get away from me, everybody. You're not going to take advantage of me, humans.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.